I'm very curious to hear.
I got a couple prop bets.
What Robert Kraft has to say. Yeah, go ahead.
A couple prop bets. Is Jonathan Kraft there, yes or no?
Yes.
Does Robert take questions afterwards, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Does Jonathan take questions afterwards?
No.
Okay. So the two will be up there, and then Robert will answer questions.
Well, I don't think Jonathan's going to be like sitting right next to him. I think he'll be physically present.
Just one person on the table is your guess.
That's what I think. If he's sitting at the table, then people are going to ask questions and he's going to have to answer them. I don't think he likes the optics of looking like, even though I think he's taken on a larger role.
Yeah.
I don't think he likes the optics of looking like I run the show. I'm equal to my father. It's my dad's show. He's going to stand there and answer questions. That would be what I would bet. Do you think differently?
No, I think it'll be all Robert. Over under 15 minutes.
Over.
Yeah, because there's a lot to say. The way he went on, and I was going back and watching some of the old clips of him talking about him.
Okay, well, let's hear from him.
The situation is on me. I feel terrible for Gerard because I put him in an untenable situation. I know that he has all the tools as a head coach to be successful in this league. He just needed more time before taking the job. In the end, I'm a fan of this team first, and now I have to go out and find a coach who can get us back to the playoffs and hopefully championships.
Wow.
No, thank you.
Okay, Stacey James? He needed the hook about three answers earlier because he said something about some weird meeting going on unrelated to the Patriots. And then we might have two quarterbacks.
He was being serious, I think.
Maybe have two quarterbacks.
This time.
Wow.
Two dragons.
He's the Michael Bishop radio caller.
He just went up against third stringers from the Bills who were trying to lose. I like Joe Milton as much as the next guy, or so I thought. But now the owner thinks they have another stud. This was not great.
Oh, man.
This was not.
Stacey.
This was not ideal.
Stacey, as the text line says, you got to give Biden the hook a little quicker there because that was you let him go for too long. You let him go for like three questions too long. You needed a quicker hook.
But the draft from the bad.
Curran did not need to come back for another bite at the apple.
Let me get another volley here. That wasn't great. So his opening salvo.
Don't mess with the middle of America unless you want to get the benefit.
That's what Robert Kraft said live here on WEEI. No, he said, I feel bad for Gerard because I put him in an untenable situation.
Yeah, so he starts with that, but then he goes to say how, he's going to be great. He just needs more experience.
Yep. Yeah.
But then, we're not going to give him that experience here because I don't know. And then it was funny when he was asked, did you listen to the fan base at all? He's like, well, I'm the biggest fan here.
I'm the biggest fan.
Which we've also heard him say a million times.
We don't own the team. We're custodians. You've heard it a million times.
Exactly. But I do feel like if I owned the team, I'd be spending more money on the team. And he also said they always spend to the cap.
Well, we'll get to that. When he said I put him in an untenable situation, right. I didn't give him players. No. Yeah. I it was a shotgun marriage with a front office. No.
But then fire him.
None of these things. I didn't let him start Drake May week one. No, he said, basically, I just rushed him into the job.
Because, but he will be great.
As he put in his statement yesterday, I was worried about other people hiring him. That's the untenable situation. So does he even realize why it's untenable? He says, we're going to wait until we bring in a coach about Elliot Wolf, but he will have a big say. He went on to say.
Yeah, but he contradicted himself.
He went on to say to Andrew Callahan that Alonzo Highsmith and Elliot Wolf, in that order, I thought that was interesting.
Uh-huh.
Alonzo Highsmith and Elliot Wolf will be involved. We'll try and best understand how we'll get back to the playoffs in those coaching meetings. And then Kieran Garigian asked him, I thought there were a lot of repeat questions, but good job. Some of
early
the repeats
on,
came
it
through.
Was a ton of the same questions.
She asked basically the same question about Elliot Wolf,
but he did give different answers.
He gave a better answer. He said both are staying on, meaning Highsmith, and Elliot Wolf.
But what was confusing is he said that these guys are staying on, but then he also said the next head coach will have a significant say, and was basically like, "We'll see what they decide."
What the hell?
We have no idea.
Okay.
So how I read that. Is we're keeping these guys, we're keeping everybody, we're going to bring in the head coach. That head coach will then have a major say in either reassigning or saying goodbye to everybody else. But they're here for now, but it's such a weird way to do it.
Maybe they get reassigned to me is more what I would lean towards. Yeah. Highsmith and Wolf are here. You might hire somebody above them. The coach is going to have a say in hiring somebody above them. If it's Vrabel, maybe Borgonzi. If it's Ben Johnson, maybe someone from the Detroit front office. Yeah. We've listed off Ray Agnew and John Dorsey and names like this. Maybe guys like that. And then they figure out, you know, if Wolf is just doing TPS reports or if he has a real say in what's going on.
So Mayo, according to this,
Mayo did not know.
Didn't know until after the game. Also, he didn't talk to the team at all about, or the coaches at all, about how important Sunday was.
Nope.
So if you want to blame somebody.
He claims that.
No, I know.
He had no, was, do you have any input in week 18? He said no.
So if you want to blame anybody for why they're picking fourth instead of first, you can blame Robert Kraft.
Yeah, right. Like, he's trying to absolve himself from any guilt, but really, why didn't you talk to him? You should have talked to him.
I think.
And if you didn't talk to him directly, your feelings should have been known on what to do for the number one pick.
Do you think he was trying not to embarrass Gerard Mayo by firing him in season, or do you think he was trying to make it look better for him?
No,
because
no.
Jones, it's a big thing for Jerry Jones.
Well, both. Right. It looks better for him to not fire a coach in season.
Yeah.
It looks better. But also, I think there's an element of not wanting to embarrass him. He did the same thing with Bill last year, which I thought was a mistake.
Yeah, he kept him.
But he did the exact same thing. He didn't want to fire him in season, maybe out of deference to Bill, but also for his own personal record, quote unquote, of not firing people in season.
But if you were gonna fire him while people are still in traffic leaving the game, then you should have fired him earlier in the week.
Agreed.
And then sabotaged the game, and you would have had the number one pick.
He said.
So they did ask him about that, but nobody asked him specifically if he was happy that they won yesterday.
Nope.
I would have loved to hear his answer.
He was asked about the input on week 18, but good point.
But yeah, but that was, yeah.
He said Mayo did not know before the game. He was asked how he took it from Steve Burton. Robert Kraft confirmed he's a man.
He's a man.
He was a man. It wasn't easy. He was a gentleman about it. And then the cap stuff.
They spend on the cap every year.
Bedard asked him about how expensive it's going to be bringing in a new front office, potentially a new coach. Is that going to impact spending? He said no. And we've always had a situation where we spend to the cap. We've never told any coach or limited the spending. The only thing we've said, what I will say,
what do you think Ellie Wolf thinks of that? You've never limited the spending?
No.
Okay.
If you exceed the cap, we want to see it level out over 3 years, which means after you splurge in 2021, we're not going to spend in 2022, 2023, and 2024.
So this is the year, maybe?
So it's now leveled out.
They can bounce back up?
Maybe the implication is it's going to bounce back up. Maybe.
But how many years going is it now where they're dead last in cash spending?
Oh.
That graphic makes the rounds every once in a while.
Good
is it 10 years or 8 years, whatever it is?
Oh, on balance
back,
over the decade.
Going
yes,
back
yes,
a
yes.
while,
yes.
Compared to every team in the league, they've handed out less money than everybody else.
Breer also tweeted right before that press conference got going, two more items on the Patriots. One, I don't think Ben Johnson would take an interview if it was just a sham search.
Okay.
So Vrabel's the favorite, but .. Post Belichick, they set it up so Elliott Wolf and the head coach would both report to ownership, and I'd expect it to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not good. Mm-hmm. Elliott Wolf reports on one side, and then the coach is reporting on the other side, so that doesn't sound like Vrabel or Ben Johnson would be bringing in a personnel guy, and we know, we know from Jacksonville that Trent Baalke is an impediment to Ben Johnson wanting that job. He wants a personnel guy that he's aligned with.
I still don't know if Robert Kraft is. He kind of did talk out of both sides of his mouth. Where if Ben Johnson came in, it was really impressive, and then was like, "I want to bring in my own personnel guy." I feel like he would. I feel like on the one answer, because he said he's going to have such a huge input on it.
Maybe
I don't know. Like, I don't think you heard a lot that you feel great about.
No,
like
he made
the move that a lot of people wanted to be done. But then, like, all the follow-ups and all the reasoning and all the answers after that were not great.
And I want to be clear. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think the whole press conference was great. It's like, Wolf is staying on, and I feel bad for Mayo. I put him in an untenable situation. We promoted him too quickly.
And he's going to be great.
And he's going to be awesome.
Just
so
here.
I don't think any of that was great. His worst two answers were two of the last three. Yeah, we got another big meeting today.
Yeah, not football stuff, so I got to go.
Dunder Mifflin. We got a lot going on over at Dunder Mifflin today. Just like, oh, it just so happened to be the case when Gerard Mayo got introduced too, and Jonathan just couldn't be here. Jonathan, by the way, will be making decisions with Robert. Did you hear that? With me.
Yes.
It's been 30 years. He's going to continue to make it with me. In other words, I ain't going anywhere. I'm involved in the day-to-day. He's making decisions with me. And then we actually might have two quarterbacks.
Two quarterbacks. How do you like that? They smash the draft this year. So obviously he thinks the draft's great if they got two quarterbacks in the
draft.
I guess
that's how Elliott Wolf is keeping his job. They have two quarterbacks. I guess that's how you keep your job.
He also, and maybe we got to keep an eye on our emails, he said that Stacey James will sort of alert everybody as to who the candidates are.
Yeah, so
that's how I read that.
That Yeah, what does that mean? Does that mean we're going to conduct an interview with X?
There's already been rumors about, obviously, Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel. And so we just saw today the New York Jets, basically through Schefter, announced like 15 guys they're interviewing.
They're interviewing the whole league except Ben Johnson.
So maybe they will. I mean, we got that weird statement 2 years ago when they were like, we're going to get an offensive coordinator and we're keeping Gerard Mayo, which is what got them into this mess. But remember, they got that. They were transparent with that. So maybe we'll get a full list of candidates.
Good point. Keep an eye on the inbox, Keith. 617-779-7937. You can chime in there. All your thoughts, reaction to Robert Kraft filling in the gaps to a degree on his decision to fire Gerard Mayo and the plan moving forward. Again, 617-779-7937.
I'm going to be very brief here and say this whole situation is on me. I feel terrible for Gerard because I put him in an untenable situation. I know that he has all the tools as a head coach to be successful in this league. He just needed more time before taking the job. In the end, I'm a fan of this team first, and now I have to go out and find a coach who can get us back to the playoffs and hopefully championships.
That was the opening statement from Robert Kraft. And one thing we probably should give Robert is at least an acknowledgement that he put it on himself. He did.
Yeah.
I put him in an untenable situation. I don't agree with the examples he used as an untenable situation. Like, basically, I rushed him out when he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
I pushed the bird out of the nest too soon, and he couldn't quite fly yet.
Oh, yeah.
I agree you put him in an untenable situation. I don't agree with the examples you used. Like, you didn't spend enough money, and you didn't give him a shot with the coordinators and the personnel guy and everything else. But you did put him in an untenable situation, and Robert Kraft deserves credit for that. It's my fault. I screwed up. I feel bad for Gerard. He's a man, real gentleman about it. Oh, by the way, Elliott Wolf is staying on, and we have two quarterbacks. It got worse and worse and worse as it went.
It got much worse.
But he deserves credit for that. He took the brunt of it today, and we should give him credit for that.
He was also trying to be complimentary of Gerard Mayo, because the reality is he can't think he's going to be that good of a head coach anytime soon, or he wouldn't have fired him. And if he really felt like he was in a bad situation, that's why I thought, going back even a month ago, he was going to keep his job because the situation was really bad. I mean, that you wouldn't put the offensive line on him or even the defensive personnel on him or whatever else on him. But he kind of did, because as of right now, he's the only guy who's lost his job.
He pretty much said it was the last month, by the way. He said over the last month, I went back and forth. That echoes what Curran wrote.
Yeah.
Where when he asked at the beginning of December if Mayo could lose his job going into the bye week, the source said, and I'm paraphrasing, well, maybe if we lose every game 90-0. So
it is amazing, though, to me.
Like, I think he was safe until then.
Just how really wrong I ended up being, because I thought Robert would be more likely to get rid of everybody except for Mayo, when in fact he's done the opposite. To this point, everybody else is still on staff. Like, he's going to trot back, as of today, Van Pelt, Covington, Wolf, Groh, all the position coaches, and only Mayo. So much like the year before, you made it look like it was all Bill Belichick and Mac Jones. And like, and you're going to be so much better because those guys are gone. Well, now all of a sudden you're like, well, actually, we were in a really horrible spot and we need to move on from this guy because he thought the high point of the season was week one against Cincinnati.
Well, it was.
But that was, you have two quarterbacks, but that wasn't even one of the quarterbacks you're talking about.
Good point. I got three quarterbacks.
Hold on a second.
So it's unbelievable because it got away from the two quarterbacks thing is going to haunt him.
That's
going to haunt him.
Yeah.
Ken popped in here.
Yep.
Ken goes, do you think they're upset with Drake May in any way? Because
for not speaking at the exit?
Hasn't been available the last couple of days. Something about it's rubbing them the wrong way.
Possible.
Hmm.
Can't rule anything out these days.
Two quarterbacks. Speaking of which, Steve Palazzo, formerly of PFF, Terp just alerted me to this tweet. I hadn't seen it. He says that I am hearing multiple QB needy teams have inquired about Patriots quarterback Joe Milton.
Well, he did look good against third stringers against the Bills.
What does that mean? I believe that, but what does that mean?
Draft pick.
You want a seventh
like
for him?
Like a late pick.
Right.
Yeah. I think there's more value in having him be your only backup next year and you can get rid of Brissett, or you don't have to have any kind of other veteran.
Is there a draft pick you'd take for Joe Milton?
Oh my God, if they offered like a second or a third round pick, yeah. Okay. But that's not happening.
But no, I don't agree with that either. I'm just saying at some point.
Oh, like a day three pick for Milton? I think I'd rather just have Milton.
Me too. I'd rather have him be the backup next year. Yeah. I heard Hart mention this last night, driving around listening to him and Fitzy. It's not like May's been completely healthy in some of these games.
No, he hasn't.
You've needed your backup. So
Kraft's not going to trade that guy for a fifth.
That's a good point.
Have two quarterbacks.
Kraft's not trading him for a one. This is Garoppolo all over again. He went trading for 4 ones.
So Drake May has all these games, like some real high water marks, and like looks pretty good this season. We're like, hey, they might have really found somebody. Like, what a guy. Joe Milton looks decent against scrubs, and they're like, maybe two?
Maybe two. Maybe quarterbacks.
We got two?
Wow.
He is right when he says he's a fan. Like, that's how some. That, but actually, I don't even know if fans are saying that.
He's the biggest fan.
He's the biggest
no,
fan.
One guy did say if they started Joe Milton, they'd be in the playoffs. Not the championship game.
Let's not talk championships, but so maybe they make the playoffs.
That's right around one of the callers we
that's
got
true.
Earlier today.
That's a Joe Milton fan.
Let's get your reaction. Lottie waiting patiently to discuss Robert Kraft and what he had to say in his press conference. You heard it here live on WEEI. You can give that a listen on the Odyssey app if you missed any of it. I'm sure we'll tweet out our reactions to it as well and on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Jeff's in Pepperell. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, if Robert Kraft it wants to be the steward of this franchise for all of New England, I think it's time for him to hand over the keys to the car because he is not qualified to run that franchise anymore.
Okay, not qualified probably is unfair.
Now we're getting into a Jelani Tavai situation. Who's qualified to do what?
Oh, am I missing the joke there? I missed the joke probably.
No,
that's
I don't know
true.
If he meant that or not.
That was right in front of my face. I think he made it clear he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
He said, Jonathan Kraft, I'm paraphrasing the first half. I only wrote down the second of the quote. He's been making decisions with me for 30 years. He'll continue to be involved with me, which I put in all caps. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Robert's telling you he is not going to be fading into the background. It will not be Jonathan taking over.
I don't think Jonathan...
He'll continue to be involved with me.
Well, that's even some of the reporting that Jonathan's probably been doing a lot more than people would imagine.
Jonathan is more hands-on for sure.
Yeah.
And I think especially without Bill here.
But I don't think... I was going to say, I don't think Jonathan wanted Gerard Mayo to be the head coach, but I'm pretty sure he wanted Bill Belichick not to be the head coach.
Yes.
That's how I would view it.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe after the years going on. What?
Do we know Jonathan was there today? Have you seen any tweets about that?
Can't confirm nor deny.
I'm assuming he was, but I'll just say I haven't seen anything definitive that he was.
He definitely wasn't on the dais.
No. I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised at most of what happened. Kraft took questions. It didn't go well. It was about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Jonathan, I assumed, would be there, but I didn't see him, and I didn't think he would take questions.
I like the first question, which was, when did you know he was gone? And then the third question was, but when did you know he was gone?
And then, like, the eighth question was also, when did you know things were going wrong?
Like, I think I answered that there four times. He didn't say, like, I just answered that.
I was like, are people listening to the questions?
No, they're
like,
locked in on
once
my
turn. Did you have to submit one question ahead of time, and then you only had to ask it?
Read the one that you wrote.
Now, Karen, I thought, asked a repeat question, but she got a better answer. They'll be staying on, meaning Highsmith and Elliott Wolf in that order.
But so
that's shocking, by the
way.
But
the first time he was asked about that,
he said, "Well, wait until we bring in a head coach. I'll have a big say."
Yeah,
but big say doesn't mean they call the shots on it. It means they'll have a say.
But do you think he then answered it that way to like shut it down? Be like, all right, I'm not going to ask about this five more times.
And then he's like, "Status quo." Yep.
Because like they have the big.
Will
say.
Will they be back? Yep. Highsmith, Elliott, they're going to be involved. Try and best understand how it'll get us back to the playoffs. Yikes.
What a weird process, though. Can you imagine if Highsmith and Elliott Wolf are in on the hiring process, and then they hire the guy. They're like, yeah, we really like Ben Johnson. And then those guys leave, and Ben Johnson's like, all right, my first move is get rid of those guys.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Like, I don't know what those two are doing.
Get rid of those two.
They're not.
Oh, interesting note.
Yeah, they're not taking the players, are they? These guys?
They drafted Jalen Polk?
Yeah. No thanks. Well, Curran's been on this for a while because Curran, clearly, you can read between. You don't have to read between the lines. He thinks Elliott Wolf's terrible at his job.
Uh-huh.
And Robert's like, well, we've drafted really poorly recently. So he's like throwing Bill under the bus again for drafting really poorly. It's like, yeah, but you also just drafted poorly this go around. And Elliott Wolf and Matt Groh have both been in Bill's ear and on the scouting staff for the last several years.
Look, I thought Wolf was in real trouble when Curran said, Mayo was in real trouble when Curran told us, and I agree. I don't think Curran thinks very highly of the job Wolf does. In fact, go back and watch what he had to say pregame yesterday about his comments to Henry McKenna on NBC Sports Boston. And Curran was like, yeah, Wolf's probably safer than Mayo. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I thought that was exceptionally noteworthy at the time. And now Wolf is still here and Mayo's gone. What do you know? 617-779-7937. Jerome's in Scituate. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, listen, I said this when Rich Keefe was on vacation. Is it only myself, Rich Keefe, and Wiggy that's played football at a higher level?
I mean, it's not me. If that's
probably
what you're
just,
Jerome,
yeah, probably just us three, Jerome.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Go Hobart. Go Hobart.
That's right.
Hey, listen, I thought I was listening to the President of the United States here. When did he only forget to say, when did he get the inkling that Joe Milton was a great quarterback? Was it 5 years ago? Like he said with Gerard Mayo, he was my pick 5 years ago.
He didn't go quite that far, Jerome.
No.
The Biden parallels have been drawn.
Yep, people are making that comparison quite a bit.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Well,
even Kathleen texted me.
She thought some similarities between the two.
Damn, yeah. Bob sounds like Biden.
A little bit.
That's my wife texting me live.
Yeah, a little bit.
Listening to Jones and Keefe. Paul is in Abington. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. You hit on everything that he talked about. Just two points that you guys didn't bring up, one at the beginning, one near the end. At the beginning, he mentioned about the high point of the season being the Cincinnati game, when in reality that was the first game of the year. So I guess you can only go downhill from there. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he mentioned something about, you know, as far as drafting and free agency, things like that, that he wasn't really big on. They didn't do a good job at. So is that a slight against Drake May? Because right now he was the highlight of the draft.
Yeah, I don't think that's a slight against Drake May. I do think it's an interesting trick to try to pull off. He said Wolf and Groh, it's evolved with those two. Our drafts have not been good for a while. And then he had the two quarterbacks line. We focused a lot on that. Our drafts have not been good for a while, including the one with Groh and Wolf last year.
Correct. It's when, like, they had full control over it.
I think
it.
That's odd, but to answer the caller's question, I think his line about the poor drafting was mostly a shot at Bill.
Yeah.
I think that was mostly who he was taking a shot at there, or criticizing.
I think it definitely was. And not to quibble with, you know, what he thought the highlight of the season was, but they did destroy Chicago week 10. They sacked Caleb Williams a million times. They got the offensive coordinator fired from the Bears. They had won 2 out of 3, and the one game in the middle was the overtime loss. I actually thought that was kind of the high water mark for the season, because Drake May was playing. He got hurt in the New York game, and then he played in the Tennessee game. The biggest question was not going for two, and then they dominated Chicago. And then from there, it was an absolute free fall. But like, I thought that, but whatever. I mean, he thought the high water mark was week one, and they regressed, and that's why he had to fire him.
So we've been reacting to Robert Kraft's press conference today, his decision to fire Gerard Mayo. He was asked directly about Mike Vrabel. He didn't take the bait, but he was asked.
Repeat the line.
He was asked directly about Mike Vrabel earlier today. They're going to interview Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson will take that interview. It wasn't just requested. He will take it, according to Tom Pelissero. I'm sure WEEI Afternoons has more on all of this all day long. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Start getting lined up for Arcan and Hart. They take over at 2 o'clock. When we come back, we'll get you our clip du jour next.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, it is part of Robert Kraft's press conference announcing the departure of Gerard Mayo as the team's head coach. He spoke for, including questions and answers, 15 minutes, I would say.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He was pretty prompt, just after 1 o'clock, spoke for about 15 minutes. And towards the tail end of that press conference, start talking about the drafts, and including this year's draft, which I was not prepared for this to happen.
The personnel department this past year in free agency didn't really have a banner year, and also in the draft. And Elliot and some of the other individuals there, Matt Groh, have been part of the personnel department for a number of years. What is it that stands out to you about them that they should continue forward in the team building when the roster is not great?
Yeah. I think that the department evolved a lot, and a lot of things were changed. We changed our grading system this year and have done things. Our drafts have not been good for a while, and that's not, if you want to compete long term and be good in this league, you got to have good drafts. Because those rookie contracts allow you to go out and get the people you need to surround people. Looks like we lucked out. We maybe have two quarterbacks. But I think we'll hopefully see a big improvement this year.
Skipping over the two horrible wide receivers, the two bad linemen, and everybody else that they drafted. Two quarterbacks.
Okay, so I got a little lost in him talking about how crappy their drafts are.
I think so did he.
And the two quarterbacks. I think he
did
too.
To be fair.
You realize he referenced the drafting system in there as well. I didn't catch that the first time.
Oh, yeah, he's all about the system.
Oh, we reworked our system.
Here I was thinking that it was Jerod Mayo, that his relationship was going to have him, but it turns out Elliot Wolf is whispering something into his ears.
I have systems in place, and we will have systems in place.
They got them. They got the systems.
Looks like we lucked out. We maybe have two quarterbacks.
Maybe. You might.
Maybe, maybe not.
Who even knew?
Let's get one. Let's work on the one first.
I feel pretty good about the one. I liked what I saw out of the second one yesterday.
But that is surprising. And so I think maybe one of the takeaways, and Hart, I don't know how you heard this, because I think Jones and I heard this a little bit differently. He also was asked the same question multiple times and then would have different answers. I feel like Elliot Wolf and Alonzo Highsmith are here, and there's a chance they could be back. I also think there's just as equal a chance that they could be gone if the next head coach comes in with other guys in mind or a different philosophy.
So the way I heard it made me feel like this is a bag job. It's Vrabel's job, and they already know Vrabel is okay keeping Elliot Wolf. That's the way I heard it.
Wow. That's what you heard. Wow.
Did I read all between lines?
There's a third option.
I thought it was two things. No, we all heard something different.
Like, I don't know how you could say the next head coach is going to have significant say and then also say, well, Elliot Wolf and Alonzo Highsmith
unless
are going to be here.
Heard
unless you already
them.
Know that his significant say is I can work with those guys.
It's like he's a journalist over there. So he understands how to read
Speaking
between the
of
lines.
Which.
You're too close to that team.
Just going back real quick to the quarterbacks.
Two quarterbacks.
Well, yeah. You're mocking Robert, which you should.
I was.
Because he sounds like Robert on the Cape calling in. But Steve Palazzolo, remember him?
Yeah, we have brought this up.
Like, he's already tweeting that teams are calling about Joe Milton.
What do you think they're gonna, what's the most you could get right now for Joe Milton?
Well, fifth round pick.
Okay.
Kraft's saying no for firsts.
Now he's turning that
based
down.
On what he said.
He wouldn't trade him for four first round picks. Drake Schefter.
Drake May's like, yeah, what he did on Sunday is exactly what I've done all season.
No,
that's
no.
The same thing.
No, he had a moment on Sunday that was more badass than anything that was done all year. I believe it was the baddest ass moment of the season.
The backflip?
Nope.
Oh, that was good, though.
And not the throw. It's when that Bills linebacker bounced off him
sick.
And he stood like, over him like it was his, you know what?
It looked like he had a kill shot
unreal.
And he didn't go down.
No.
Yeah,
that was the baddest ass moment on the Patriots this year.
That
pretty
was
sweet.
Cool.
Pretty sweet.
Damn, that's
I wouldn't,
cool.
I wouldn't take a fifth rounder for them. They do have, they do have two quarterbacks.
Keep them. Maybe even start them.
I'd imagine you guys are reacting to this all day long.
Yeah, pretty much
I thought
all
we were
day.
Doing Celtics.
Don't think there's anything else really to get
Celtics
to.
Are lucky, actually, all this happened.
Rich,
that's
please.
That's second half. Holy mackerel.
Also, it's Red Sox Fenway Fest this week.
Is that right?
So they,
oh, really?
They're off the hook as well.
All right.
Keith, you said something, and I wish someone had asked this in the press conference. Hey, Robert, were you happy that they won the game?
Very simple question.
I really wish someone would have asked that. Were you disappointed that you don't have the first overall pick? Because not waiting until Black Monday and doing it all an hour after the game is over implies that they were upset by that game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that game was maybe the deal breaker. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
That we're
they
firing
won. You right now. The fact that you
won
this game. And I really wish that. I don't know who it was that asked the
Week 18 question.
Sort of talked to the staff about how to go about it.
Right.
I just would have been point blank. You're a fan. Are you glad you won?
Yeah.
No, he couldn't be.
Can't be.
93% weren't, or whatever my poll said. And if he says he's the biggest fan, then he would have voted on the 90-something percent.
And the 7% user error because of Fat Thumb.
It was 100%.
It was 100%.
He'd be leading the charge. So you guys can start to jump in line. WEEI Afternoons. You got Arkan. You got Hart. 617-779-7937. Dial them up. They'll be talking about this all afternoon long. Looking very sharp, by the way, in that quarter zip over there, Andy. I like the
Thank
look
you.
Of
you should get one.
I will do
nice
my best
item.
To get one of those to wear in here as well. Stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons. We got you covered tomorrow. We got Tier Tuesday. We got a Tommy Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
We got Kiefer Madness and more reaction to Robert Kraft. That's tomorrow. Stay tuned to WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.